This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday is upon us, the 17th of May. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is in-depth overviews of things that are going on news-wise, conversation-wise, things, the stories that I would like to share with you a little bit more in-depth. And we get started with a focus on the NSA. You can join the conversation by dialing 888-302-DOUG. You can email Doug at DougSteffen.com. Ken Kessler is with me. You can email him as well, ken@DougSteffen.com, or you can use Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day, with comments about, in this circumstance, what has happened in the past year since the Snowden documents were released. What have they changed is the question, because it's been a year since Snowden leaked the NSA documents. Does it seem like it's been that long? 1 year ago, the documents were leaked. Foreign relations and espionage are still smarting. Advocates hail gains in government transparency. Changes to surveillance policy are less clear. And with that in mind, we'll have with us a fellow named Bill Benny, who used to work at the NSA, with some background, if you will, some overview, some things that perhaps may make you think again. If you didn't think what Snowden did was necessary, I beg to disagree. That's my opinion, is that Snowden, even though a smirky, smarmy, smart butt, still did something that was important for all of us. And if you don't think it was important, and if you're one of those who says, oh, I got nothing to hide, I don't mind, you don't understand America, you don't understand the Constitution, you just don't understand, you don't get it. So Snowden, as a revealer, he was the one who said that he was the source. And that's about him and his ego. There are two things at play here. Snowden the person and what Snowden did. Snowden's actions are what are important. Snowden the person, not necessarily important at all. He said the reason he did what he did was because he thought the biggest problem might be that nothing would happen, nothing would change as a result of his leaking all this information. That fear seems at first unfounded, but then you look at what's gone on in the past year, the steady drumbeat of press accounts, press coverage dealing with NSA programs. One of the things that we'll find out in a minute is how much of your data is actually being tapped into, how much social media like Google, Facebook, Yahoo is being tapped into, and how much of the undersea cable connection between America and Europe and other places in the world is being listened to, monitored, tapped into, if you will. Relations between the U.S. and its allies gone from mostly warm and fuzzy to kind of frosty, especially when you look at Europe. Mrs. Merkel is a great example. She's the director of Germany. She has hit a wall, it would seem, with Mr. Obama after it was learned that her cell phone was being listened to. And it was, I mean, Snowden, I think, Kenny, if I remember correctly, who pointed out that we knew what she was making for dinner, that sort of thing. So this whole thing needs, from the standpoint of Snowden's stated objectives, to be understood. The biggest gain was that you know what your government is doing with information about you, and then you make up your mind whether you think it's appropriate. I completely reject the notion that they have the right, or should they have access to anything that I'm doing without some kind of search warrant, some kind of specific access to what it is that they want informationally. Other than that, keep your nose out of my business. 888-302-3684. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into some things that perhaps are more of a focus on your body would be appropriate. Summertime is coming. You're losing your hair. Have you lost your hair prematurely? If that's the case, I have a fix for you, a natural product that works miracles with a lot of people. Incredible changes. Product is called Provia. No transplants, no implants, none of that stuff. It's fuller and thicker hair, as promised, according to many people who send me email. Provia will work for you. Call 800-525-8319. You're hearing me correctly. Provia is a product that will help your hair come back for the summertime and stay there. Cleanses your pores, lets the follicles of hair grow, and it's all natural. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and get new Provia Super Concentrate. Just mention my name, Doug Steffen, when you call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome man. Super responsive.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Beep. This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Kenny and I are happy to have with us Bill Benny, former National Security Agency official, retired in 2001, 30 years. He was a whistleblower. Mr. Benny, welcome to Good Day.
Thanks for having me.
So you started this during the Bush administration. What was going on?
Well, I mean, right after 9/11 in October 2001 was when they started pulling in data and directing a collection of information on every U.S. citizen in the country. So it first started with phone records and then expanded to emails and phone calls, recording them and transcribing, things like that.
What was your job at the time?
Well, I was a technical director there for a period of time, and I was working on these kind of problems of mass communications and so on, the explosion in the digital world of all the communications of cell phones and email and the internet spreading around the world. So the point was that it was all directed at foreign intelligence missions. And that was the charter of NSA. And then in October, they started violating that charter and violating the constitutional rights of everybody and violating a number of laws that existed at the time. Mm-hmm. The Penn Register Law, you know, the Stored Communications Act, the Electronic Privacy Act, not counting all the FCC regulations and laws backing it up that govern the telecoms. So I couldn't be a part of that, so I just had to leave.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't choose to do what Edward Snowden decided to do, though. In the main, he was experiencing the same sort of problems with the way the NSA was conducting itself, wasn't he?
Well, no, but I didn't intend to go public. I thought I could go within the government, like to the intelligence committees and also to the inspector generals, because they all pretty much knew who I was. I had designed a lot of the programs they were using to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't think I needed to take documentation. I just needed to, you know, make sure they were aware of what was going on and they would look into it. But they didn't.
So why do you think they chose not to? What's the fact behind the story here?
Well, the basic incentive behind it is a lot of money and building empires of contractors around the agencies and also building up the agencies in terms of budget and personnel. So it's
okay.
Like building an empire.
It's then like the military-industrial complex.
Exactly.
Yeah. So instead of beware the military-industrial complex, beware the technical complex, because it's the same thing. And these people got themselves, were there a lot of people in the NSA that came from that world? We all know that what's going on now, and it started, it was really prolific in the Bush administration and continued in the Obama administration, where people from these various companies actually get themselves into government positions to influence policy. Is that what was going on at the NSA?
Yeah, also to influence contracts, like how to get contracts back to your previous organization so that when you retire from NSA, you can move into a nice, cushy job in those companies afterward.
So the fact that, for example, NASA did a lot of work with Lockheed Martin or any of the Boeing, that sort of thing, when these guys retire, they go to work for those companies in order to straighten out problems that may be created with any kind of government contracts, the same sort of thing.
Yes, and also the fact that they have they know people back in government, so that gives them influence to get proposals into the government and on the fast track, so to speak.
So what should be our attitude, the American public's attitude toward government in general, toward the NSA, toward data collection? The Obama administration is trying to calm everybody down. Don't worry, we're not going to keep the records. We'll let these companies keep the records. What difference does that make?
And it makes absolutely no difference. I call it a distributed query. That's just like Google. When you query Google, it's a distributed query. Those things are distributed around the different storage areas, you know.
What would the average person be shocked to know about what is going on at the NSA?
They would probably be shocked to know how much content they have of their communications in terms of emails and recorded phone calls.
How much do they have?
For the phone calls, they probably have a good percentage of the phone calls inside the United States recorded. For the emails, they probably have virtually all of that stored.
To what purpose?
Mostly it's law enforcement. That's what the FBI and the DEA are using it for. They go into it and query the base looking for criminal activity.
How often do they use it? How often is it of value?
Well, I think the Reuters quoted a former a federal agent of the government saying that of the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency administration, saying that, gee, this is such a great program, and I just hope we can keep it secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason they have to keep it secret, of course, is all the NSA collected data is done without a warrant, and so therefore it's not admissible in court.
Check out exposefacts.org, folks. Bill Benny here on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Sourcing. So it's interesting, Richie, to note that the Foo Fighters have agreed to play a show in Richmond, Virginia that was orchestrated and crowdfunded without their knowledge after a campaign by local fans to sell tickets to a show that didn't yet exist. The band announced that they would play. The Twitter message read, "See you soon. Let's have a good time."
That's awesome.
A crowdfunding campaign launched in March by a freelance creative director and copywriter who sought to bring them back to his hometown for their first show in Richmond since 1993, apparently. And so the organizers had a goal of selling 1,400 tickets at $50 each to a concert in order to convince the band to return. Credit cards were charged if the show sold out, and the contributions would be returned if the band didn't come to play. So they raised, as of Saturday, $70,000. A couple of local businesses, Brown's Volkswagen and Sugar Shack Donuts, donated $5,000 to the campaign, because that's what you have to do. You've got to have somebody seed it to get it started and make it work. And so that's how they get the thing started.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you like the Foo Fighters.
I love the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, who's the leader from the Foo Fighters, came from Nirvana after Kurt Cobain blew his head off. This is right up his alley. This is something that he would definitely get into. Once he learned of this, he would be like, that's very cool.
Well, this wouldn't be far for you. You could go to this town. It's a couple of hours.
You know, I had never been a big fan of theirs, and then saw them at Jazz Fest 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Fantastic. A fantastic stage show. Just really, really entertaining and a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And the music is just really just energetic, and so it's classic rock, but some newer stuff. And I dig Grohl role because he's the one. I told you a few years ago about this documentary, or this rockumentary that I saw.
Yeah.
Called Sound City.
Yeah.
And it's all about this studio that was built in the late 60s, like 68, 69.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a legendary studio only because of the soundboard that it had in it. You couldn't replicate the sound that this board made anywhere. So all these bands, just classic bands of the 70s, recorded there. And then it almost died in the 80s. And then some band came back, like Tom Petty, and everybody started going there again. And then it almost died at the end of the 80s. And then the Foo Fighters came up, and they were like, we have to go record at this place. And then it almost died in the 2000. Then it started to get a little punk rock stuff, and then finally it closed up in like 2010. Well, Dave Grohl bought the soundboard for it from the studio and moved it to his house and built a studio around it and invited all the bands and performers who had ever recorded on it to come record a new album with original content on that board, and they released it, and Paul McCartney was on it, and Tom Petty, and Neil Young, and just all the Fleetwood Mac, and they released the album a couple of years ago, and it was a great album, so it's just a neat, neat story. So Grohl is perfect for this kind of concert.
Well, there you go. And Richmond, Virginia, isn't that where this guy Brat is from?
Yes.
Wasn't that where Brat
Dave Brat, yeah.
Right. A lot of controversy about him over the weekend. Some people saying he's not that bright, even though he's supposedly an economy professor. You can now understand how everybody's going to dig.
Hey, listen, when a guy gets into the national limelight like that, everybody's going to start digging.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, taking shots at him.
Supposedly doesn't have the Princeton education he said he did. Blah, 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 blah.
He's smart enough to win an election.
But he got the election. Well, I don't even think he planned on winning. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with in-depth conversations about things that most of us are talking about, which certainly is the passing of Kamal Amin Kasem, known to hundreds of millions of people as Casey Kasem. More than a relic of radio's top 40 heyday, in this era of streaming and downloading when everybody functions as his or her own DJ and program director, the role of music radio in the late 20th century, which Kasem, you could argue, pretty much owned. It's in this era that we are in right now, with all the various downloading opportunities, it's almost impossible to fathom that somebody like Casey Kasem would have as much influence as he had. He wasn't a pioneer. He wasn't, he wasn't like rock and roll disc jockey Alan Freed, for any by any stretch of imagination. He wasn't like Dick Clark. He didn't strive to be hip or hustle. He wasn't a gatekeeper. He wasn't a curator. His on-air presence was neutral. Vanilla, Bruce Williams called it. Vanilla. He merely was a conduit for whatever records were most popular. He'd present the top singles as reported on the Billboard charts, framing the songs with advice and dedications and non-controversial anecdotes about the performers. This went on from 1970 to 1988. American Top 40 documented the ever-shifting mainstream of musical tastes. When you listen to some of the late ones, it certainly sounds a whole lot different than some of the early ones. The long-distance dedications were something that was really an important mainstay of it. I thought they were, anyway. Very easily accessible, free of charge. American Top 40 was a gateway drug for a generation, maybe a couple of generations, of budding music fanatics. Kasem was the patron saint of preteen pop devotees. He held captive to their parents' car radios. His data depended on his format, the whole thing. I know somebody who wrote a lot of the scripts. He didn't do anything ad-libbed. He did when he was a regular disc jockey. But for the most part, he came from an era when things were scripted. It was an era when I was just getting started as a radio personality, although he's a good deal older, 15 years or so older than I. I sounded like a kid when I was on the radio. He always, when I was starting on the radio, he always sounded mature. He always sounded like he'd been around and really had that authority. And so his success, probably more was his voice. It was soothing. Wasn't smarmy. There were a lot of people that were doing the puking, hey, gang, you know, that kind of stuff. But Casey wasn't there. He wasn't doing that. So as we think about that, I'm going to bring you back in a few minutes to an interview or conversation I had with him, I think about 13 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Casey Kasem up next here on Good Day. Well, I couldn't understand what you said to me.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams, it was Boston.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 18th? Amazing!
I know! I'm not even Swiss!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
The focus on Casey Kasem here in depth on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I was looking at some of the tributes coming in for him. The first one I saw was about a station in Detroit, WWWW, in 1970 when they were first trying to get American Top 40 on the air. And the fact was that Casey had gone to Los Angeles to be working there. He wasn't working in Detroit anymore, but it was his hometown. So he got started on www. It was the first major clear. We use that as a sort of reference term to when you get stations. The first clear was in Detroit on Casey's first station. So it went from there, and what a career. Now, what do you feel about your beginnings? Spend a little time talking about how you got started. There are some great stories about you in the early days, but I don't want to tell them because I want you to tell them.
Well, I started out wanting to be a baseball player and play for the Detroit Tigers because I grew up in Detroit. But when I got to high school and played them at the high school baseball team, I realized pretty quickly that I wasn't going to make it in baseball. And my fallback was I had a flair for drama, and I was in the radio club. And while I did the announcements on Tuesdays and Thursdays mornings, I added sports to it, and we did a sports show. So I was on twice a week for the last couple of years that I was in high school and got a lot of experience. And then that paid off because when I went to college, I was able to work my way through college by being on the Lone Ranger show and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. I could play kids anywhere from 12 to 20.
Now, that was WXYT, where some of the great drama, people who may go back a ways, we're talking about in the 40s and the early 50s.
That's right.
And these shows were produced at WXYT in Detroit, the drama. I mean, it must have been a real, you as a kid, you must have pinched yourself being in the theater with those people.
You're absolutely right. And not many people realize how important it is to an 18-year-old who is in just starting college and doing a network radio show that has been on for years and years and admired for years. That's the Lone Ranger. And I was able to get my start there, and it gave me a good feeling about myself through the years.
And you have to give yourself credit, Casey, because if you weren't good, you wouldn't have gotten there. I mean, the parts that you played, albeit they were younger, it still required somebody who had the ability. Drama on the radio is much more, I think anyway, much more difficult to communicate than drama on television or in a movie.
Well, that's true. You've got the voice and nothing more than the voice to communicate with. By the way, being an ex-radio actor really helped me when it came to doing cartoon shows. And I can still do that 15- or 16-year-old voice. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I was wondering.
I do it on Shaggy.
Yeah.
On Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Do you do some of those things? Does it bother you when people ask you?
Oh,
you
I'd be happy to.
Do those voices?
Scoobo, buddy, old friend, old pal, here we are on the Doug Steffen Show. Zoinks! I hope there are no ghosts.
If they are, they won't appear this morning. I'll tell you that. So, other characters that you have done, is your favorite Scooby-Doo?
Yes, the first voiceover job I got back in 1968 in Los Angeles was Robin on Batman and Robin, the cartoon show.
Right.
And let's see, Josie and the Pussycats, I played Alexander III. Mark in the Commander of the Spaceship and Battle of the Planets. About 10 or 15 shows where I played regular characters. And a total of about 2,000 cartoon shows going back to 1968.
So tell people how it happens. When you are doing this, you became well-known doing this sort of thing back again to the Lone Ranger days, but the Shaggy character, did somebody call up and say, hey, Casey, come over and do an audition? Or did people know right away that Casey Kasem could do Shaggy?
No, as a matter of fact, I wanted to play the part of Fred, the straight guy on Scooby-Doo. And Fred wanted to play Shaggy. But I ended up getting Shaggy, and I came up with a character that many of your audience will remember, or not many, but maybe a half of them, and that is, there was a show called Our Miss Brooks.
Okay.
That was a radio and television show with Eve Arden. And Richard Crenna played a character who was about 15 years old, who was his student. She was her student, I mean. And he his name was Walter Denton. And I buy, and here's the way he would have sounded, or did sound, on our Miss Brooks. And I borrowed that character. He sounded like this. Well, Miss Brooks, I guess if I failed my math test, you might give me a chance to make up for it. What do you think, Miss Brooks? And I just extended a little bit and came up with Shaggy.
Now, you've done other stuff. The voice that you have, I mean, your voice has got to be one of the most recognizable voices in the world. The countdown shows have been heard not only all across North America, but all around the world for years and years and years. So people, when they hear you, not necessarily, although your face is very visible and known, but when you are somewhere in a crowd, or you go to the store with your wife, or wherever you are, and you open up, you open your mouth, do people turn around and look and say, is that you, Casey?
That's true. That does happen. It happens a lot with operators.
Yeah, I would think so.
Or people who are secretaries, and I'll call and say, may I speak with Joe Smith? And they say, is this Casey Kasem? It's a nice compliment. It really is.
Of course,
I've been doing, you know, I did NBC, Voice of NBC for 5 years.
Yeah.
Back in the, mid-70s I started doing it and went to 1981.
Is there anything that you wanted to do with your voice that you haven't been able to do yet?
I've never had a hit record with my voice, but I did have a record that was out called Letter from Elena, where a girl had hugged her favorite Beatle at the Cow Palace venue up in San Francisco, and she wrote and told me about it, and it made number 104 on the Billboard chart. And it became the seed of an idea called the Long Distance Dedication.
Ah, which every week is part of the Countdown Show. Now,
Right. Let's
talk about that and how it became the impossibly, unbelievably successful show that it has become. What I mean, Dick Clark talks about sort of the accident of him becoming the American Bandstand persona that he did. The story that you have, I think, is a great story. So if you can...
What makes the show, I think, are the bios,
yep,
the teasers, the long distance dedications, and the statistics, and then of course $1 billion worth of music.
Yeah. And promotion.
When I was up in the San Francisco Bay Area in Oakland back in the early 60s, I was doing a comedy show with Wild Tracks and I was interfacing with them, and one day the general manager called me and said he'd like me to think about changing my format, and I said, what would you want me to do, John? We're number one doing what we're doing. And he says, well, think about doing talk like other disc jockeys, talk about the artists, talk about the music, the songs. I said, okay, when do I start? He says, well, you can think about starting it tonight. So that night I went in thinking, what in the dickens am I going to do? I was doing comedy up until now. It was working, but at the suggestion of my general manager, he wants me to change. And I fortunately bumped into wedged in the studio door, about a 5 foot high trash barrel, loaded with reams of news copy. And at the top of it, looking me straight in the face, was a green, black, and white magazine, Who's Who in Pop Music 1962. And I looked at those little thumbnail sketches and I said, I think this is what it was he was talking about. And I started doing the teasers and the bios and I had a tremendous collection of bios when I came to L.A. and stories that I'd written, and I was on my way. And I always knew that I wanted to do a syndicated show going back to 1949,
mm-hmm,
when I was working at a little Louis Stolinsky's grocery store, and I heard somebody count down the top 10. I said, now, if I were a disc jockey, that's what I'd want to do.
That's what you'd want to do. What's your favorite decade? What's Casey Kasem's favorite decade?
Well, you know, I like to dance, and I learned to love rock and roll through my feet. And that was back in the 50s. So I started dancing then, and loved the music of the 60s. The 80s I like. You know, I guess it just depends on the mood that I'm in. But I think the eclectic age of the 60s was interesting to me.
You and your wife, Jean, are very visible in Los Angeles because you are causal. You believe strongly in certain causes, and you don't mind admitting that you are interested and you want to support them. And I'm just trying to think, your wife is quite statuesque, and I'm trying to visualize the two of you dancing.
Well,
that's where my mind is. When you start talking about that, that's where my mind just went.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she's about, she's 5'10", and I'm 5'6" and a half.
Right. So, I mean, what sort of challenges does that present on the dance floor?
Oh, we're great on the dance floor.
Yeah, I would bet that
you're. Oh, yeah, we danced for a long time.
How long do you keep this up? I mean, you've been doing this. Casey Kasem and the American Top 40 and the Top 10, this started in the 60s. And how long can Casey Kasem keep this thing going? It's still as popular and still as well promoted as ever. So how long does Casey Kasem want to keep doing this?
Well, I think I'd like to do it until the end with my boots on, you know. I enjoy it now more than I ever have.
Yeah.
You know, as the years go by, Doug, you realize what a marvelous opportunity you've had to communicate, mm-hmm, with people.
Right.
And to... and to do that is special, and I don't take it for granted for 1 minute. I listen to my show every week. I want to know that I'm as good as I was the week before, if not better.
You're welcome on the Countdown Show anytime, Casey. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Doug, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Casey Kasem, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Disruptive to your mental health. Maybe, maybe not. Depends on how well you watch the prices. You could go crazy trying to figure out how to get a deal. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is going to tell you how to get deals into the fall, into the winter season. Here we are, not even in summer yet, and the deals are everywhere. It's interesting how the airlines are sort of speculating on what travel is going to be like by putting sales on right now for Thanksgiving. That seems almost unheard of. We'll find out what the motivation is in a moment. Tom Parsons, brought to you by Super8.com. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8, destination super.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
flying, traveling. Where to get the best deals? That's what bestfares.com is all about. Tom Parsons, the editor and publisher at bestfares.com, keeps his nose to the wheel, keeps his ear to the ground so that he can hear ahead of everybody else where the sales are going to be. You have found this week in your research that there are plenty of deals if you want to look ahead to Thanksgiving, for example. I don't want to look ahead to Thanksgiving because it's not even summertime yet, but if you have travel plans, now may be the time to lock it down. Or sometimes do these things come across as sort of lost leaders, Tom?
Well, as we go into the fall months, I mean, we're really seeing the airfares drop by hundreds of dollars once you hit the last week of August, all the way through sometimes as far up until February. But they get these little special deals. I mean, even the summer, if you want to go, you book 21 days in advance. I would look at, because of the higher airfares, some of you may have to pay for what they call premium seats or premium economy seats, which charge you more money. You just might well look at the first class airfares. We see them from United or American or Delta. It depends on the route. But I know you're always up in the Boston market. And when I see confirmed seats into Orlando and Fort Lauderdale and Tampa for about $400 and some, and that's confirmed, three checked bags, extra leg room, bigger seat room, first on, first off, all those privileges.
I want to be first on and first off.
Excuse me?
How much is that worth? Get off first, get on first.
Well, some people like to be able to get there because then they get overhead space.
Yeah, I want to be a premium customer because more and more, I don't understand how this has become an issue. I don't see people carrying more luggage with them, but all of a sudden we seem not to have enough luggage space to go around where there used to be plenty of luggage space. They haven't changed the configuration of the planes. What's going on?
Nobody's checking luggage.
They got one bag. They can go take one bag before. You mean people check luggage before,
right?
Just for convenience. Now they don't want it because it costs money.
Exactly.
That's right. And so, but again, when you get first class, that still gives you probably the best seat in the house. And right now we're seeing, you know, short haul flights, New Orleans, you know, $496 from Boston, which is a reasonable price if you want confirmed, upgraded to first, get double miles and all kinds of craziness. So, I think it's one thing you may want to look at this summer, and especially during Thanksgiving. Those are when the seats are getting sky high again. You may be able to fly first cheaper than you can coach.
Wow. First class cheaper than coach. Check it out. Bestfares.com. Tom Parsons here with that good news at 59 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.